Hey everyone, and welcome to the Surviving Mold podcast, where illness is defeated and lives are restored. Joining me today is Dr. Karen Johnson from Hawaii. Welcome to the show, Doctor.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
I'm so actually happy that you're here right now. I was worried that you were going to chop my head off earlier from all the problems I've been causing. So thanks for being here. You know, guys, if you've been exposed to mold, the chances are that the symptoms can go far beyond your wildest dreams. What if you were having problems with your memory? What if you were having problems just remembering the simplest things from day to day? Are you sure that you're being treated for the right thing? Well, that's what we're here to talk about today, because Dr. Karen Johnson is going to take us so much deeper than just why she got into mold. She's going to talk about how these biotoxin issues can stem much deeper than we ever thought. Doctor, thank you again for being on the show. So tell me, what got you into this, into the biotoxin industry? What got you into, how did you meet Dr. Shoemaker?
It's been a long journey, but I, first of all, did my fellowship in integrative medicine, became board certified in that, got into functional medicine, became certified through the Institute of Functional Medicine. And through them, I found out about Dr. Bredesen's protocol for reversing cognitive impairment. And during that journey, I was sort of looking at how you deal with toxins. And when Dr. Bredesen, during the certification training, talked about Dr. Shoemaker's protocol addressing type 3 cognitive impairment, which is due to toxins, I knew that was how I needed to proceed in removing toxins, particularly mold toxins or microbial toxins from patients. So the two protocols for me became very intertwined, and I've continued my journey working with Dr. Shoemaker ever since that time.
And are you one of the only doctors that actually utilizes the Shoemaker protocol? Because you are in Hawaii, is that correct?
I am in Hawaii, and yes, I don't believe there are any other physicians or practitioners in Hawaii that are certified. No, I know there are no other surviving mold or Shoemaker certified practitioners in Hawaii.
Wow, that's crazy. Now, I'm imagining the type of environment in Hawaii can be quite bad for this. Well, I guess quite good for doctors, but quite bad for patients who are suffering from these symptoms.
Yes, because the humidity and the temperature both encourage the growth of microbes inside buildings that we inhabit. So that definitely is a greater problem in Hawaii. However, it can occur anywhere. I mean, we can have water damage anywhere, even in dry climates. But there's a lot of people that are very affected by SIRS or microbial damage from mold and water in their homes in Hawaii. Absolutely.
You know, maybe this explains, Doctor, why I keep forgetting to clean the house. I think that's what's going on right now. I think maybe I should come to you for some treatment, because if
you get sick every time you clean your house.
That is true. That is true. So help me understand how can mold and biotoxin related illness affect cognitive abilities?
Well, the toxins create inflammation in the body, and toxins and the inflammation can also cause the barrier around our brain, that's called the blood-brain barrier, to become leaky. Mm. So then you can get a lot of toxins entering the brain, and your brain becomes inflamed. And when anything becomes inflamed, it doesn't work right. Mm. You get an inflamed muscle in your back and you can't move your back. Well, you get an inflamed brain and your brain doesn't work right. So a lot of my patients with SIRS have what we describe as brain fog, and they have memory problems and cognition issues.
So how would you describe brain fog? Is that if I'm waking up in the morning and I've had too much to drink last night and I'm a little foggy, or no?
Well, much that's worse. Brain fog, but that's self-induced.
Guilty. So help those who are watching and listening. How would you feel if you had brain fog? I mean, what types of things is someone feeling when they're entering this state?
Well, it's a day-to-day problem. It's not just waking up in the morning after you've had too much to drink.
Well, I'm glad we clarified that.
And it can fluctuate from day to day. I mean, there are other factors, but people will notice a progressive decline in their ability to recall words or names. They may become confused. There's a decline in a math function. They may not be able to calculate as quickly as they could. There can be disorientation as to not sure where they were going, even places where they've been a lot of the time. Over the past few years, they lose their sense of direction. So it's any number of things, depending upon, which area of the brain is more inflamed than other areas.
Understandable. So what are the first steps that someone could take if they feel like maybe they're suffering from this, they don't know if it's something else? What would you recommend they do?
I would recommend that they go to the Surviving Mold website and find a certified Shoemaker practitioner that's accepting new patients, and preferably in their area. Unless they want to come to Hawaii to travel to Hawaii to see me, that's always a nice destination.
Medical vacation, I like that.
Right.
It'll be expensive, though.
And then be assessed. I mean, the doctor can go through the steps to assess the person to see if they have CIRS or if there's something else going on.
Are there certain tests that would be done? I mean, if I go into, am I taking a blood test? Am I doing some sort of vision test? I mean, help people understand, what sorts of things can they expect to, help understand their problems?
There's a whole number of tests. I mean, it's basically, what any good physician would do. You start by reviewing their past history. You take a good present history. What led up to their symptoms? Do they have a history of exposure to something that could have triggered this? You do a physical exam. And then there's a lot of other testing that can be done. That can identify whether the person has CIRS. There's a test called visual contrast sensitivity testing. There's blood tests. There's brain imaging or MRIs done on the brain that looks at the various areas of the brain to see if some of them are larger or smaller than normal, which can be a pattern seen in certain types of CIRS or biotoxin illness as well.
Wow, this is really interesting. I mean, I just being in the kind of community for the last year, it's been fascinating on just how many things can be affected by a biotoxin-related illness. I mean, so let's talk about memory and cognitive effects, right? You talked about Dr. Dale Bredesen, right? Wasn't he on the Today Show last year for coming up with a solution to Alzheimer's? Is that correct?
That's correct. He wrote a book, and after he published the book, I think he went on a number of different shows, and his approach is looking at cognitive impairment, not as something that you've got one solution, because there's many reasons why people have memory issues or cognitive impairment, and toxins are just one of the issues. So it's, though, a very important issue, and I would say the majority of my patients that I see in the Bredesen protocol usually have toxins, and a great number of them have mold toxins. So it's a very, very important area that we need to address, and you can reverse the cognitive changes.
You can reverse Alzheimer's effects? Is that what you're saying? I mean, I know that's kind of a broad statement, and that's a broad stroke for a doctor, and I'm not a doctor, so I can kind of say things like that. And I know you can't, so how would you help someone understand what is possible? Because a lot of people... And then my next question is not only helping them understand what's possible, but what types of patients are you seeing? Are you seeing mostly older patients? Are you seeing people from the whole spectrum?
Well, for cognitive issues, I see mostly older people, but I do see younger people that have, a family history of cognitive issues, and they want to make sure they do everything they can to prevent going down the same path that their relatives did, or they may have a genetic predisposition to cognitive issues. There's different reasons why people come. Certainly ruling out toxic exposure, biotoxin mold, chronic Lyme, other biotoxins is very important as part of the evaluation for what may be contributing to their cognitive issues. And, I think in answer to your first question, certainly if you see people early, The evidence, especially from Dr. Bredesen and also, you know, with the CSRS protocol, we know we can reverse those changes. You know, the longer a person's been sick, the longer it takes to get better, and, you know, the less likely we're going to have 100% recovery.
Wow. So it sounds like if you're suffering from these issues, you should check out the Surviving Mold website right now. Now, oh, you said you're from Hawaii. If I were to come see you in Hawaii and go to your office, where in Hawaii are you located?
I'm on the Big Island, the very, very northern tip of the Big Island. I have my office in my home, and I will see, I have to see patients physically in my office for their first visit, and then can follow up remotely, you know, to discuss their lab and test results either by Skype, telephone, email after their initial visit.
That is awesome. So what if we wanted to get a hold of you, doctor? What's the best way to do that?
Well, you can go to my website, is probably the best way to get information, which is Karen D. Johnson, MD, and .com, yes.
So that's or, Karen, K-A-R-E-N-D, Johnson, M-D,
correct.
.com.
That's right. Okay. Yes, I was going to go at Gmail, but that's not a web address. or my, you can email me at kohalamedicine@gmail.com, and that's kohalamedicine@gmail.com.
That is awesome. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
My pleasure.
All right, guys. Well, that is going to do it for us today. Don't forget to subscribe and make sure that you leave us a review. Tell us how we're doing. And if you want to reach out to Dr. Johnson, you should definitely check her out in Hawaii. That's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul, and you're watching the Surviving Mold Podcast.